Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
How much you pay attention at all to the other quarterbacks in your draft class from last year, or this early in the year? And if so, what have you kind of seen particularly from Caleb and Drake?
He's been doing his thing. So I always keep up with like football in general. So he's been doing his thing. And, you know, we got our hands full coming up on Monday night with him and his offense, is just the whole team in general.
Prepared for you to tell me no, but do you pay it? He was number one, you were number two. None of that matters?
No, he got drafted number one, I got drafted two. Nothing we could do to change that.
It's kind of an interesting answer there. Nothing we could do to change that. Jaden Daniels, Ben Standing asking the questions. He of Substack Standing fame, Last Man Standing. So Jaden Daniels on the season, completing 59% of his passes right now. He's got four touchdowns, no interceptions. Through four games, Caleb Williams has played one more game. 62% of his passes, 7.1 yards per attempt. Jaden about 6.8. Williams has eight touchdowns, two interceptions. Very, very early on, too small of a sample to look a whole lot at this season. So I think the better deal is to look at the 20 and 21 games respectively. Daniels, obviously last year, waved a wand over this organization, and with some magical MVP caliber dust, turn this thing into a real contender and took Washington deep into the playoffs to the NFC Championship game. I would say it goes without saying Commanders fans are giddy about the choice that was made, that Caleb Williams went one. They feel like that was a blessing that Caleb Williams didn't come here and that Jaden Daniels was picked second. Now, I was texting with a buddy of mine today who's a Bears fan, and he said, I just hate the whole conversation about Jaden and Caleb. Like, we're both really happy with our quarterbacks. I wonder if that's actually the truth. In his mind, kind of double-clicking on that, he's saying, we're pumped that we took Caleb Williams. He's shown everything that we need to see to feel like he's the answer. He's going to be the long-term solution. Both organizations are happy with who they ended up with, essentially. We're both at the movie theater on our dates. You do your thing over in those seats. We'll do our thing over here. You buy that from Bears fans, that there's not a little bit of buyer's remorse?
No, I don't buy it at all. So a couple things on this. So it's inevitable that these two will be compared forever. They went 1-2. The same way Andrew Luck and Griffin would have been compared had their career arcs played out.
If you remember early in the careers of Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston, when Winston went 1 to the Bucs and Mariota went 2 to the Titans, they played their first ever game against each other. And for the first couple of years, everything one of them did, it was like, who was right, who was wrong? Because what happens is all these analysts, all these fans, they pick a guy, they tell you who they think they like, and then you got to see who actually turned out good and who didn't, so to speak.
Yeah, had Ryan Leaf turned into something, it would have been Manning and Leaf. I mean, that's forever linked. That's a normal thing. Article a day ago in Sports Illustrated, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. Did the Bears draft the wrong QB? Whether it's Bears fans' fault or not, and I don't know every single Bears fan. I'm not speaking for everybody in general, but that would be exhausting. That's going to be thrown in your face. It's going to be discussed whether you want it to or not. So they had the number one pick and Washington didn't. And I know everyone knows that, but I think that's intrinsic and important to this entire discussion. From Chicago's perspective, they could have chosen either. Washington couldn't have. So for Washington's perspective, whichever one they hadn't taken, whichever one Chicago didn't take, was probably going to be there at number two. So who knows what they thought about Caleb Williams. If he'd been here, I would have been optimistic. I still think that guy can really play. I think that's going to work out. I think he's really good. I think he and Ben Johnson will be good together in terms of an offensive fit, design, etc. They're going to have good skill guys. I think eventually maybe they'll figure it out there, and they might have a 4,000-yard passer for the first time pretty much ever right there in Chicago. But it worked out so well here, and Jaden Daniels is so wonderful, and I never considered the possibility of Caleb Williams because of how locked in on him the Bears were. So for me, it was never one of those, with the Skeens Cruz thing. I love Dylan Cruz. I'm a huge Cruz fan. If you can remember those discussions though leading up to it, the pulse was that Pittsburgh was actually going to take Dylan Cruz and not Paul Skeens. And I'm sitting there dreaming about Paul Skeens, and it would have been so much fun to have him. Never an option for Washington. They didn't have the option of Skeens because he was taken away from them, so they went Dylan Cruz. So that's all you do. But it never occurred to me that they were going to take Caleb Williams. And the reason I bring that up is I don't really care that much about Williams versus Daniels. But I'm also not naive enough to deny the fact that it's absolutely a thing. It will be the graphic that they enter the game with, the game story. When the Monday Night Football crew start talking, Buck and Aikman, they'll talk about both guys. There'll be a pregame thing. They'll let you know that this is what's happening. This is who's important. It's the side-by-side comparisons. And it's not going away with the Hail Mary the way it went last year and you know, Daniels scuffling and Williams almost still in the game there in the late minutes. This thing is not going anywhere, and Bears fans are always going to be asked about it. So, yeah, it's going to be a thing on their mind.
Yeah, we talked about the budding rivalry between the organizations. And the biggest reason for the two fan bases having animus toward one another, I think, is the constant debate about the quarterbacks. And I do think there's a little brother syndrome thing here with the Bears, because they had the choice of everybody and chose Caleb Williams, and he has been worse than Jaden Daniels to this point. That's just a fact. I mean, there is basically no metric by which you can compare the two guys, juxtapose the numbers and the performance, and say that Caleb Williams has been better than Jaden Daniels. I would even make the case that he had a better situation last year in terms of talent and personnel and some of the things around him than Daniels did. Now, what has to be acknowledged is that while there was a time, go back and pull the audio before week one last year, where I was saying Caleb Williams might have the best situation of any rookie quarterback in history because of the receivers and the backs and, you know, all of the things they had. He had a terrible coaching situation. The Bears did the thing that is stupid, that teams do that they shouldn't do, where a bad head coach who's going to be fired probably was retained. They hired an offensive coordinator that was a bad fit that they hired and fired pretty quickly in season last year. So he had multiple guys calling plays, multiple guys on the offensive side he's learning from. He's effectively now had three play callers and three different offenses and two head coaches in the span of 13 months or whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
This is quite literally how you ruin a quarterback. Like, they tried their best, did everything they could in year one from a coaching practice standpoint to ruin your 1-1 at quarterback. I think Ben Johnson will save their bacon a little bit here, because now you go get one of the sharpest offensive minds in the league. You bring him in and you say, please be a quarterback whisperer for us. Please get this quarterback who played badly and looked flawed last year to play at a different level and look like a franchise QB now.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
But Danny, Jaden's been better. And that's where I think all of the hostility comes from. A jealousy about the fact that... Let's go election day style. where you go, you know those little boards they set up in the high school cafeteria, whatever, and you take your folder in and you bubble in the governor's name coming up on the Virginia gubernatorial race. By the way, why is it gubernatorial?
That's a great question.
How does the governor election become goob?
Why can't you just say governor's race? But they call it the gubernatorial.
Why goob?
I don't know.
Where does goob come from?
I don't know.
We don't call it the gubernatorial race when it's a presidential election.
I certainly don't. I'm not about to start either.
Is that a term I don't know about? Like, who are you voting for in the gubernatorial?
In the gubernatorial.
That's not a thing, right?
No. Gubernatorial. Runs your Deadpool.
Anyway, when you take your little folder in that little room, if Bears fans had to say, stick with Caleb Williams or take Jaden Daniels right now, and no one found out how you voted, what percentage of them are saying Jaden Daniels?
Well, what they're doing now is they're holding on to the fact that Williams is off to a better start, I put that in quotes, this year than Daniels is. First couple of games for Daniels, injury, et cetera. So the numbers right now look better for Caleb Williams. And so all of a sudden, that's like we took enough flack this past year, thinking of the Bears fans, et cetera, because of our boob GM, the dumb coaching situation, et cetera. Caleb Williams didn't look particularly good. They went 5-12 despite starting with a winning record. Hail Mary, post that broke them, et cetera. They took a lot of you know what. It went downhill. And the fact that it's not really for me, this is irrelevant, but for them, it's looked better, quote unquote, this year than it has for Washington. They're everybody's so excited now and Duncan and saying, see, we got our right guy. Yeah,
Williams has been better than Daniels so far, and we're 5 weeks into the season. Daniels played two games, one of which he got hurt in, and missed a couple of games, then came back and played a game where he looked a lot better, looked like himself. But yeah, that's fine. I'll tip my cap and say, if we're just doing this on, if you want to play this on a month of sample where a guy played a game and a half before he got hurt, okay, you could claim victory on the first month of the season. That's fine. Would they bet on the last three quarters of the season on Williams outperforming Daniels? Would they do that right now?
I would not.
But I want an answer to my question. Best you can guess. What percentage of Bears fans do you really think would you get the bubble in one of the two in the gubernatorial race here? Stick with Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels was the pick and you've had him now for a year and change?
I think it's probably 50-50.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking like 80% of Bears fans would take Jaden.
I think it's, if they were correct, they would. If they were smart, they would. But that's not what a fan is, right? I mean, you're sitting there going, I love this dude. I'm so excited.
Because they have the Caleb Williams jersey, because they remember the big moment, the great throw, the great play. I mean, he just misses so many things. There's some really ugly misses from him. He's such an inconsistent player. Off platform and... You know, you confuse him a little bit. You make him hold the ball. Next thing you know, he's skipping balls into people.
And then two plays later, it's like, that was jaw-dropping. Oh, my God. Yeah, what an unbelievable talent. You're right.
Incredible ceiling.
He's infuriating in that way. But yeah, I'll take Jaden Daniels every time, please, and thank you. But again, I still think Caleb Williams is going to be good. So for me, this is not – I know I'm bringing up the topic and interested in discussing it. Also, while saying – I'm not that concerned about the rivalry. And I wonder from Washington's perspective, we were so, they're like us. They're the Midwest version of us. Couldn't find a quarterback. No one was any good at it. They're never consistent, never good. The occasional flare up here and there, the weird 13-win team that wins on punt blocks and defense for you. But for the most part, it's bad management, terrible ownership, a group that just doesn't have a chance, and everyone else in the division takes turns whooping your butt. And you're at the bottom almost every year with the occasional flare up. Them and us are real similar. We now are competent. Washington is competent. We got 1 year under our belt, by the way, of competence. I'm not sitting there giving myself a parade based on that, but I'm working on my second year straight
like
of competence.
The guy that's lost 30 pounds telling everyone else how to lose weight when they're still big and heavy.
Yeah, right. I'm not necessarily doing that. What I am saying is I empathize with them. I get Chicago's viewpoint. I am you. I see a lot of ourselves in each other. I got one. I got the monster at the end of the level. I have the thing that I've craved my entire life. Maybe you do too. I don't know. But to me, it's not a rivalry that I'm concerned about at all. But I know a lot of people are.
Yeah, so what's the angle? Because you wanted to talk about this.
Yes.
And you're kind of now poo-pooing the idea of like,
I know.
I don't really care about it. So I guess I'll just ask you, what angle do you want to go with here?
Do you care about this rivalry? Because it's a thing. It exists. And I heard a great discussion about it on the Junks this morning, which is what spawned the conversation. 800-636-1067. We talked about this as a team rivalry yesterday a little bit, and some people said, yeah, most people said no. But these two are forever linked because of the Bears' decision.
So it's funny, because I do care. Not care is the wrong word. I am fascinated by who's playing better and who isn't and who people would buy stock in and who they wouldn't. Like, I'd throw Drake May into the equation. Bo Nix into the equation. Michael Penix into the conversation. Washington had a choice between all of these quarterbacks. It looks like they took the guy that makes the most sense for their program and is going to have a great future and is a superstar and hopefully is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. It was only a few weeks ago entering the season when people were saying in town, this is the fifth best quarterback in the league behind the big four. You got the Mount Rushmore of Burrow and Mahomes and Brady and Allen. After that, who's the next best? And everyone was ready to kind of just put Jaden in Sharpie. I think there's still a chance he could be that guy. But it's a great quarterback class. So your point is you don't really care what Drake May becomes in New England.
No.
Or what Michael Penix becomes in Atlanta. I do.
Which I get.
Not because I care, like, to the sense of, should Washington have taken Michael Penix? That's not my point. We studied all of them, spent months watching these guys and trying to figure out who was going to be good or who wasn't. How do you just turn that off now to not be interested? I'm not asking you. I'm just saying,
mm-hmm. How does one? Yeah.
Like, I can't. So, yeah, I, if you are convinced of something before the draft, it'd be like saying to Paul DeBoney, well, you guys didn't draft this player that you scouted and had on your board. Do you still follow him in the minors? I bet he does. He had a bunch of evals and wrote this guy up, and this is what I think he's going to be. I'll bet you you're following guys in every system.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.